This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. Each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network, we are live and local in downtown Grand Rapids, and we had a little bit of snow this morning, which whitened the ground up, but it's already melted. Just our first little taste of winter. It's the holidays, and we're talking about grilling gifts, things that the griller would absolutely love under his Christmas tree this year so that he can get his grill game on. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, welcome back to the show. And we are having a little bit of fun so far, and it's only going to get better because the food's rolling in, and we've got Christmas drinks. We got a lot of cool stuff going on. A little bit, we're going to break down a really cool drink in the summer or winter for your grill. And the cool thing about it is you get to use your leftovers to make a drink.
Yeah, it is.
How about
cool.
That? So right now on the live line, we've got the only guy that I've ever known that's an expert in charcuterie, and that's not an Oriental martial art either.
No, I've had some of his charcuterie, and it was really good. Hey, good morning, Curtis. How are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going today?
Excellent, and this is Chef Curtis from Old World Olive Press's Birmingham location, and we're at one of your other stores over here right now. We're downtown Grand Rapids, and we thought it only fitting to have you on the show because there's not too many people that know how to grill with balsamics better than you.
Yeah, this is actually a great time of year to be using this kind of stuff. It's a lot of people make mistakes using this stuff on the grill. So it's probably a good idea that we talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
Now, well, break it down for us, Curtis.
Well, like you were talking about using the balsamic on the grill, and basically anything that goes on the grill can really benefit from a glaze. And the great thing about a glaze is that it caramelizes on whatever you have to be grilling, whether it's meat or it's fresh fruit or whatever. But if you think about the way, say, your family's always glazed a ham, when the ham is pretty much done cooking and there's maybe another 20 minutes to half an hour, then the glaze gets put on and then the ham gets put back in the oven. Remember this?
Of course.
Sure. It's the same thing with grilling. You don't want to put the balsamic on right as you begin to grill. The balsamic has a pretty high sugar content in it, and that much direct heat right away, you're going to go from balsamic to caramelized to burnt. And nobody likes the taste of that.
No.
So.
Are you going to get that same effect if you're marinating with it?
No. Okay. If you're marinating, or we marinate, we take it off, and you want to pat dry before you put it on the grill.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want the marinade dripping off whatever you happen to marinate. If you pat dry, basically the flavors in that marinade are going to go into the meat, but they're not just going to be dripping off to be burning away.
Well, we're going to do something we've never done before, and we're going to actually give you on air. You're going to get a job review because we've got your boss sitting right here. So how's he doing so far here?
Good morning, sunshine.
Do you want to? How's he doing? Let's get a little Curtis, progress report on Chef Curtis.
You know, I can honestly say Curtis has been a huge asset to have on our team. His knowledge is, for most people, way more in depth than probably way more in depth than most people want to know. But I'll tell you, if there is something food, and that's a compliment, Curtis, but if there's something food-related that you have a question on, I'll tell you, Curtis is our go-to.
Now, do you have a forum on your website? Is there a way they can chat with him your website,
not at
like
this
a blog
point,
or anything like
but
that?
But I will tell you, our website right now is in the process of an entire revamp. So after the first of the year, we will have a blog on it, and most likely he'll be on there as well.
Okay, Curtis, I've got a question for you because this is a realistic thing that just happened to me this week. I was making a Brussels sprout dish, and I was going to glaze the Brussels sprouts, and it called for red wine vinegar, and I didn't have any red wine vinegar.
Hold on.
Why?
I got to call a timeout, dude.
Why?
You got a foul here. Brussels sprouts. That's a foul.
That is not a foul. If you've never had them, they're great. But if you don't like them, well, then bear with me. But you sound like George Bush or something. But anyway.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Right, yeah, I always do. But anyway, it had red wine vinegar in it. And my question is that because I'm such a huge fan of Old World, I had a lot of balsamics in my pantry, but I did not have any red wine vinegar. Can I substitute one in? And if I did, what flavor would I use?
Well, you can substitute, but you can't expect to have the same thing, but have the same kind of results. Basic red wine vinegar does not have the same flavor profile that a balsamic will be, and it's because of the sugar content. Balsamic, remember, is not a product, it's a process. And a big part of that process is after the grapes are crushed, that grape juice is reduced before it's turned into wine and then turned into vinegar.
Well, and you've got a much different acid level,
too. Yeah,
highly
concentrated. So, again, if you were going to be adding that, you would want to be adding the balsamic closer to the end of the cooking process rather than at the beginning.
Thank you. Great tip.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Took us a while to get there, but, you know, it was a rough road, but we got there. Thanks. I appreciate that.
All right. You see, that's exactly what Shasta was talking about. You asked me a question, and I'm going to talk for half an hour if you don't cut me off.
Never a short answer.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to an on-the-job review here for Boss to Employee. We're at Old World Olive Press. This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we've got Chef Curtis on the line right now from the Birmingham branch. And before you... before you let us go here, do you have any other little tips for that Christmas grilling dinner with a balsamic you want to impart our guests with?
Well, yeah, I got two of them, actually. One, I'm going to go to your Brussels sprouts. Try it with a Serrano honey balsamic and a little bit of bacon. Just insane. You'll love it, I promise.
Ooh, and, just wrote that down.
Yeah. And remember, oils have three basic jobs with cooking. They have lubrication, they have heat transfer, and they have flavor transfer, okay? The heat transfer is what gives your meat that lovely brown look on the outside, but it's hard to keep the oil on a piece of meat without sliding off, so soak a piece of cheesecloth in the oil, drape that over the meat, and go ahead and roast it that way. That way you don't have to keep opening and closing your oven and losing heat.
Very cool.
That's a really good tip.
Way to be, Curtis. Way to be.
Not a loincloth, but a cheesecloth.
A loincloth.
Okay. That's good.
Not a loincloth. Yeah. That's an entirely different flavor profile.
Yeah, you must enjoy the fig in order to use the loincloth.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if we're that close, man.
Right, yeah. Hopefully not.
Pretty sure we're not.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Okay. Thanks so much, Curtis. Always great talking to you, and we'll chat again real soon.
Go to work.
Great. Yeah. Talk to you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. This is just a big love fest on the radio.
Right.
So now we're sitting with the real brains behind the business. Corey's not here, so I can say that. But we've got Shasta and her husband, Corey, who own these stores. And you have... turned us on to all sorts of really cool combinations. What are some of your, give me your three best holiday combinations of oil and balsamic, because the key to these is to combine the oil, the right flavored oil with the right flavored balsamic, and give us three good combos for Christmas.
Right, and I think one of the last times we met, that's where the light really came on for you guys. When
we were doing shots in your Rockford showroom.
Kind of were.
Yeah.
This time of year, if you're doing any sort of dessert or sweeter type dish, a dark chocolate balsamic with a blood orange oil is an awesome kind of dessert flavor. The Tuscan Urban 18 year is always a bestseller for us. And you can do something as simple as like a garlic oil and a pineapple vinegar, kind of a least likely pair. But I'll tell you, it's great on chicken. It's great on seafood, pork. It's just a nice go-to.
Well, you know, when we were at your shop in Rockford, I've never really ingested so much oil in my life. It does make you regular.
Yeah, and the cool, you know, the cool thing about Old World Olive Press is that it can be a little overwhelming when you walk in, but their people are very, very knowledgeable, and you can walk out of here with recipes, little recipe cards that, based on what you bought, they'll supply you with four or five different recipes of things that you can try. Just like Shasta said, who would ever pair the garlic and the pineapple? But they've got two or three recipes here.
Right.
You can go home and try it with.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and you can just walk up and do it yourself. I found out the hard way. These are not spittoons.
Right. That's right.
What are they?
They're called foosties.
Yeah, don't spit in the foostie.
Right.
Right.
If you chew, anyway. Okay. So
if you wanted to get a gift pack for somebody, you can get online, oldworldolivepress.com. Again, four stores, Grand Rapids, Rockford, Birmingham, and Plymouth are the four stores. So if you're traveling around the state, you got an opportunity, look them up on the internet. The addresses are all there. But you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're breaking down, helping you all have a very happy holiday season. And well, you got your reasons, and you've got your lies, and you've got your manipulations. They cut me down to size. Say you know, but you don't. You love, but you won't. If you could only see the way she loves. The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.